This episode is about NXT for August 22nd. So I hope you enjoy. Mark's in Wheelchair. You're listening to Mark's in Wheelchair. I'm on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and everywhere you can think of, like Google Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher. I'm on everywhere you can think of. Mark's in Wheelchair. Welcome to the show. This episode is NXT for August 26th. Again, this episode is the review of NXT on August 26th. The show opened up with Karrion Kross and Scarlett come out to basically vacate the title because Karrion Kross got hurt at TakeOver 30 with his match with Keith Lee, and he's gonna be out of action for a while. Then we had Knockouts, women's match, with Mia Yim and Shotzi Blackheart. She was supposed to have a match with Mercedes Martinez. Mia Yim was, but Robert Stone came out and said, "Why would I put my why would I have Martinez face you?" So Shotzi Blackheart came out and ran him over with the mini tank that she rides to the ring with. That was funny again, with Robert Stone flailing around really hurt, but he's not. It's just a storyline. And basically, Shotzi beat Mia Yim, and Mia Yim has no Keith Lee by her side anymore because Keith Lee is on the main roster, on Raw. And so we will see what happens to Mia Yim. And then, of course, Drake Maverick, had a match with, Kyle O'Reilly, because the Undisputed Era came out like 2 weeks ago to attack Drake Maverick. But Kyle
Riley, one I don't really know because I didn't pay attention to them, sorry. But I did pay attention to this one, but he did get attacked afterwards by Undisputed Era, but Dane came out to help Drake Maverick come out, and then Dane attacked Drake Maverick because Drake Maverick went to go thank him for helping him, and then oh, and then Candace LeRae, gave her response to, Tegan Knox, because Tegan Knox wanted to have a conversation with, Candace LeRae about their friendship and whatnot. So Candace, responded to Tegan. Rhea Ripley had a match with Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. And her partner was Io Shirai. Then Sadie Martinez attacked Rhea Ripley, and that left Io Shirai to get pinned, but it didn't happen. Then Rhea Ripley saved Io, and then it turns out Rhea Ripley got pinned by Gonzalez, and so Tegan Knox, Dakota Kai and Gonzalez won the match. And then we found out from William Regal who will compete for the NXT title next Tuesday. Because the reason why they moved NXT from Wednesday is because the NHL playoffs. Until they moved NXT to next Tuesday, this coming up Tuesday. So we have Adam Cole, Johnny Gargano, Finn Balor, Adam Cole, Finn Balor, and hold on, Adam Cole, Finn Balor, and Tommaso Ciampa, and one more I forgot. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but it's gonna be a four-way all former champions, and it's going to be a 1 hour Ironman match, so that should be good. If I left anything out, please let me know by via voice messaging, or rate, comment, give me 5 stars on iTunes, podcast, Good Pods, and Stitcher, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and send me a voice message via the Anchor website page. I will put a link to my website for Anchor and send me a voice message that way. And don't forget to give me 5 stars for a review on Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and wherever else you get your podcast. Don't forget to give me a review or tell me what you think. And have a good day. And I will have more episodes coming soon. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening and subscribing. And bear with me during this podcast journey. Got that show. Don't forget to subscribe to Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. I will put my links below. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Mark's Podcast, on Twitter. And that's our show. Have a good night and talk to you soon. Bye.